So, we're starting a new year, of life. That's a good topic. We'll talk about life. Life is at the end of the sefer. Arecha Sachayim. Tov, Reish, Pov, Tes. You do have more to show in Marcus and Vers, both Dovid, the Hemitah, Mitzvah of Akadas, the Boy Yishayim, the Midan Shesh, the Micha, the Midan Sholish, the Rosh Yishayim, the Midan Shdayim. The different Nevi'im that sounds minimum amount of mitzvahs that can encapsulate all the Tariq mitzvahs. And Dovid found 11 mitzvahs, Yishayim found 6, Micha found 3, Yishayim found 2, and Chabakuk had 1. He says that if you notice those 11 things and those 6 things, they're all needed. Midos. So we think that find one mitzvah, then encapsulates all of them. But it happens to be the midos. So he says, the Chaim Tal explains this in Shai Kedushin, that the midos of Kisei, Vistoi, Vishoish, Vachonis, Ikorias of Tariq Mitzvahs. The person is not a proper mitzvah, he will never get proper midos, he will never get to the Tariq Mitzvahs. You know, those people that sometimes have tainas and whatever it is, and Rabbanim and this. Some in this direction, some in the other direction. Some of the Rabbanim are too firm, some of them are not firm enough. All those people, it's all Midas Rois. They don't appreciate Torah enough. I was just reading. I also read things that are not Mamashams. So, I'm gave me my Shalom Zan Loyabach. I'm going to show myself. Look at it. It's good to read it. You see the greatness of Yilei Yisrael, unbelievable. He always used to say that the person wants to be Adam Godel, you have to work on his knee. Avan, he was also the Master Gadol, and the Poisei Gadol, but he stressed this point that they have to lead this. So there's one time he wrote all famous kunches on a controversial matter and some kanoim that were honest. And the kanoim went to the stipler. It was known as also the kanoim. Do you know what you're talking about? Gol, Ador, the Torah, Omer La Torah, the Shvoku, his right side, the Torah's on the left side, on the other one, or whatever. What are you starting up with? Shat. And the other way. And also people say, ah, they're a bad, they're getting involved in all kinds of things. It all comes from that. Midas. Because the basic thing of religion is the ability for one to machmir himself to a higher authority. And if a person needs his voice, he has to have things. That's the basic. What does needs mean? Needs means I was set up in such a fashion. Needs is a measure. I was set up in such a fashion. This is what I am. And the world has to fit into me. Because I do not change. That's the story of all needs voice. And the way to get past needs voice is to recognize it can't change. It don't have to be that way. And the world does not have to roll around me. And so that's why the needs is such an important thing. The Rav used to say that the Bala Musa say that deep down the Bala Gaida thinks he won't admit to it. The Bala Gaida admits, if I could get a Kadosh Baruch Hu off the Kisei HaKolid and sit there myself, I do that. I do not want to have a higher authority. I want to run the world my way. It's not a good idea in Chalam, live life like that, unless you want to live on an island all by yourself. With other people, one has to work on it. And after that, we know that the more a person is willing to machli himself, if you want to adapt to negative Yetzirah, a person wants to feel good about himself. So he said, wait, I have to make myself bend my head down and listen to whatever Hashem says, what Rabbanim says, what everything else. So the answer is, no, be a Balgaiva, use your statement, be the right type of Balgaiva. What I mean to say. You're being Balgaiva of your Midas Rois, your physical side of yourself, your ego, which is nothing. A human being, what are we? Up inside a body. We're an animal that's a little bit more sophisticated than other animals. We have a neshama. Neshama kedusha. Appreciate it. That's my greatness. Vayig baliboy bedarki Hashem. Dovid HaMelech who said, how you have to be honored, shal ruach. Vayig baliboy bedarki Hashem. To realize my greatness is the fact that I can subjugate myself. I can machmir myself, talk to both. I can overcome my needs. That's my greatness. Then you won't be a Balgaiva either. You'll feel good about yourself. One must feel good about himself. If you don't feel good about yourself, you have to do a cheshbon nefesh. Why not? If you can think it's bittul Torah, it's not bittul Torah. I just saw today also another story. Someone came to the Chazon Ish for chizuk in his mother. Chazon Ish said, Chovetz Chaim, they say, there was when there was a whole mice with the dibuk, he was supposed to get out the dibuk, and the dibuk said that Chovetz Chaim is if it had been the time of the Tanoi, it would be like a Tana, different type of time. Chazon Ish said that his Kerech was a tremendous Hasmod in Torah. He was totally immersed in Torah. And now, if you look at the history books, five books of the Chovetz Chaim, at least in his older years, his day was very full of all kinds of other things. And an interesting thing, I wasn't aware of, but he spent a lot of time every day in Cheshbon HaNefesh. analyzing and imagining properly. What's going on here? The Masna Adar is time to make sit and learn. It's not as day as a Masna Adar. Masna Adar means you take advantage of every opportunity to learn. But if you have something to go up message, you have to make sure that you're behaving properly. I call learning. If you work only with seichel, you will not get through the mitzvahs. You have to have mitzvahs toivahs. In mitzvah, ma'ayis ha'gut l'pula. If you have a mitzvah toivah, doesn't have mitzvahs ha'chesed, gives the pleasure to run, help somebody, stop it for somebody, keep stalking. V'chei yishyafu chazal b'chum v'kli rabba mitzvahs ha'royis. Kol ha'koyis. No, a person gets angry. It's not a nice thing. No. Where Chazal says, "Oy v'la'avoid l'zorim am." He's worshiping an idol. Which idol is he worshiping? The Gemara says, "He's Yitzhara." He's worshiping his Yitzhara. El zor shavu revolution zor. The Lamaizim calls it avoid l'zorim. Yishuv gas is ruach. Person who is a balgaiven, the kosher beikah, if he doesn't believe in God, like we said, in his day to day life, he can tell you believes in God, but he doesn't act that way. Ki ashoish l'avoid l'zorim nivzakas, ashoish l'kfiru gaiven. My tzeikin l'vidas etoydus. Yochel Odom with the cat of the can, call him Mrs. He meets his Jesus. If he has good meters, they'll push him to do all the good things. This is what Mashiach always said. A person should always look into himself. Every Jew has some meters purpose. We have meters toivus also, but we also need his toivus. Try to pay attention and find which meter toivus is the one that makes gets you moving. And you can see it. Pay attention to what got you moving the last few boys. Yeah, either Chesed, it's Emes, it's Arachmi, whatever your Midah is. And then once you define that, use that Midah as a Midah that's going to guide you through all the challenges of life. Dora Midra, Yemushim, the Midas, the Chen, Kotag Mitzis, is Gainu, Ozri Shtavis. Okay, Avatar is Yardim. The Maita, as we go down in history, every generation is more distant from the Kedusha of the original Briya, the Kedusha of Matan Torah. And the midas get worse. Chulusha b'tikin ha'lechem is gaberes. People don't have kares. In Hebrew, they say something like this: Kacha ani. That's the way I am. Leave me alone. Shemata zepam kacha kacha ani. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. It's like a slang. Kacha ani. Shaker. Kacha ani. We all could change. Go be better. We have to be something else. Use our kares and use the good kares to be the ones that guide us more than the bad kares. So he's saying the leaders of every generation throughout history were trying to find which leaders are the ones that in his time, in his day and age, that are going to get us to do the mitzvahs. So, and don't know, in his generation he had his 11, Yishayah had in his generation 6 of them, and etc. etc. The bottom line with more continues and says, for Amos, Yidim Alapis, Amos, Novi Amos. Put all the time misses in one thing. Shema Koyomar Hashem, your face Israel. Do you shuni luchyu? Be doyish Hashem, and you will live. Masu of Nagma Yisrael, aim of the shuni v'chol ha'teyaku. But you see, from do shuni, it's one thing. Do shuni, learn all the time. Ella, we don't have a right from Amos, we have a right from Habakkuk. And midu malach shenem et tzadik v'munosoy yichye. You want to live with the munet. And munet creates the chiyus. So this is what the Gemara is trying to find, that the later Doyos, which were after Chabaduk, that was the last Hamoda establishment of the Midas, of the Kolotar Kul on one thing, and the Midah is Emunah. And that, like it says, Emunosi Yichya, religion is not just something you do, it's something you live, it's the way you live, something that guides your behavior. Yeah, Emunah, okay. So, the Maestah, we're coming out that to have chiyus, to have a live religion, something that's really real value, something that guides your behavior, something that gives you satisfaction, makes you feel fulfilled, is building one's amunah. Okay, we will continue a little bit more. There is a game people call by children machbuin. Machbuin. What do you call that in English? Hide and seek. Hide and seek. One of the children hides himself, another one has to find him. And when he finds him, he says this game basically is reveals something to humanity. Why does this kid so excited to find it? He says that a lot of things are hidden from our eyes. We don't have clarity of the world. We don't have clarity of the Torah. We want to have more clarity about life. A person who's learning puts a lot of effort to understand the sugya better. What's the underlying idea behind the sugya? The Makubal, he wants to understand the underlying ideas. Torah Sanista, a person's involved in science, wants to understand the various things he's analyzing in this branch of science. There's a look, and Kabbalah, the person himself is one of the most complicated sugyas to learn. Not everybody ever works on it, and if they work on it, they don't always get to clarity. Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not Kodesh Baruch Hu then, it's not Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So how does one get to know, have a deeper perception, understanding. We should go into Hakshenu, Kakesev, Kabat Moinim, Techapsenu, Oz Tovim, Yiras Hashem, Tazer Kim Timsa. Like a person who is searching for treasure, if you search for wisdom, not just abstract wisdom, wisdom of understanding yourself, understanding Kabat Moinim, you have to search it as if it's a treasure. You know, there's a treasure there that has full of gold and diamonds. A person would know that in this general year there's a treasure, and day and night digging to find it. Life is made if he has it. So it says the same thing. In Vakish Yerushalayim, we have to realize this is all the world, money in the world. All the money, the riches in the world, like a trillionaire, it lasts for a few years, and then you depart from it, you have nothing out of it. And even during the course of your life, it's not clear if it's going to bring you to be a better person, a more pleasant life, or frustration. Yerushalayim, interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that uplifts us to a high madrigal of life. It gives us the ability to appreciate life, appreciate how special we are, and our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So he says, let's next paragraph. Chatoim of Dora Mabel Hamipo. This oynim is avin pas valoisva. A person that puts the people in the Dora Midbar and treats them as contemporaries, as friends of his own. So he said, what's going on? They were philosophers. They were at such a high level. They were eating the mon. What do they need to eat? Watermelons, onions. Does that sound? Should have asked for steak at least. Yeah. So a person doesn't think that Malgaiva, that we spoke about before, is, yeah, these guys are much lower level than me. I can manage without onions. Yeah, yeah. So number one is we have to know that Dor Midbar were on a very high level. They're the Dor, the Kabbalah Yatoyu. We have to look at the story of what went on in the Dor Midbar, not within the framework of our lives, but in the framework. So he says, as a cloud, the Chatoyim of the Dor Midbar is hard for us to understand. He says, take example of the high. What's a high of each person? Motzi Yom Kippur. By Neila. Ah! Now he feels so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, the Maise, person feels good. There's always a singing at the finish. Shon Avor, what is the singing? He says, person's honest with himself, what is he really happy about? Is he happy about the fact that Mechila is Avonis, which is not? Or is he happy about the fact that the fast is open to ability? Not supposed to. Yeah, don't worry, it's definitely both of them. The question is, how much of each? Everybody's happy about them feeling Avonis, but yeah. So, yeah. He says that when he sits down to eat, after Ma'ariv, is eating with Kedusha, the Taira, the Chalal, he's not even thinking about it, but the way things taste, he's just totally immersed in wilderness. Oh, come on, I gotta get something good to eat. So, he says that there is a certain level. Once again, Baruch Hashem, the Galadik, we're excited, we're happy, but together with that, there is a certain level of that feeling of he got past that from Kippur. Because even though it was a wonderful feeling, Hashem Elohim, when we sang that, we were all excited and we felt the closest to the vocal. But to retain that high level of closeness is not easy. And there's something within us that, that's a little bit of a opening to try to understand the Dor Midbar. They were on such a high level. They were always way above the Neila of Yom Kippur by us. And it may have that caused this, the closest and the greatness that they had caused a certain level of just taking a step back and going away from it. When they were talking about the melons and the squash and whatever they were eating over there in the shrine, it wasn't stam that they came by Titus. It came that they were looking at such a high spiritual level of oichle amon, that's what they ate, which is a spiritual food, that there was some yitzhak within them was telling us, let's just go down to the regular basics. They didn't even dream of steak, too low down, but some onions maybe. So she says, basically, this is what life is all about. You have to be, just like he gave this example of taking a story, you look at it in the superficial picture of the story, what happened in the Dor Midbar. Okay, they ate mon and then now they want people in Bali Titus, and we can't understand what's going on with this. That's not the right way to learn the Torah, and it's not the right way to learn ourselves. If we stay with the superficial assessment of everything in life, we have to be able to uplift ourselves to see things in a deeper fashion. And that's basically what the example gave. To see that these people were on a way higher level than us, but we can have an understanding at least. And there's a certain type of yitzhak when the person is at a very high level, to just like step back a little bit. And, yeah. So he brings a pasuk, you know, one of the hard psukim in Tehillim, that says, Palto nafshi, save me. Mimsim yotcha Hashem, mimsim michelev, chelkim b'chayim, tzfuntcha temadah bitna. When he says the pasuk means to say that people are you have people that are constantly involved in eating, types of achilas, something that is a central part of their lives. So they're not paying attention. They're eating something that was given to them by Kodesh Bohu, Bechein, Bechesed, Rachem. So they're looking at a very mundane act, and now the rabbi is dragging their whole life into it. Whatever they're doing in life is just to make some more money to go to a better restaurant and a better culinary experience. It's a pity, wasting their whole life on that. And not paying attention that the etzem, every time we eat, it has that element of, I'm ingesting some gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Chayin v'chesed v'rachman. He gave me this food, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made food that tastes like gasoline, and it feels like gasoline. But Hashem wanted us to have that pleasure. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us how much He wants us to feel His care for us, how much He wants us to have pleasant lives, even according to human concepts. And that's an idea of Birchas Hamazon. After we eat, and we say, I recognize this was Bechein v'chesed v'rachman, it's a gift from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the food is not something that becomes an end in itself, that my life is just running after food. But the food itself is a way of bringing me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's because I have a deeper perception of what I'm doing. Kamuvan, every time we watch, we say Birchas Hamazon. It's not enough to say it. Think it. Pay attention. Mitzvah Zilus Gavona, like we mentioned. But this is a different type of Gavona, not just I'm doing a mitzvah. What am I saying here? If we pay attention to Birchas Hamazon, change your life. Change your life. The first brother, like we just said, we think that tremendous chassadim of Hashem. A person gets up in the morning and this is not good and that's not good and I wish I had this, I wish I had that. And he's not in such a good mood. You say, Birchas Hamazon, look at this amazing thing. I had breakfast. Tomato. Unbelievable. Bread. Whatever I had for breakfast. The different flavors, the different colors, complexity of it. Hashem made this amazing system, how all these things come about. Like some wise person said, if someone come up to you and say, I have a machine, you put grass in the machine, and out comes meat and milk, either one of them. You say it's a machine. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that machine, it's called a cow. It eats grass, and turns it into meat and milk. And that's like everything. You say, you put a little thing into the dirt, and you can get some delicious food out of it. What are you talking about? How does that can happen? That's what Hashem said. We need all those minerals. They're coming from the earth into the fruit or into the vegetables that the animals eat, and through the animals they come to us. All different complex ways. Hashem gets everything that we need from the whole ecosystem. That's number one. And then we go to the next stage. The beautiful Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Every time that we eat, the Friday night Eretz Yisrael, we eat the potatoes of Eretz Yisrael. At least some of them. Today a lot is imported, but I call some of it from Eretz Yisrael. Just reminding ourselves the special nature of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Chenda, Torah, Rechav, also something beautiful. Hashem took us Mitzrayim, gave us the Torah, gave us the Bris Mila, Bris Tosamtim of Serena, and then we go on to be powerful all of Klal Yisrael. After I feel so good about myself, I feel good, I have the food, I have the Torah mitzvahs, I have Eretz Yisrael, I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I feel so great, so now the heart opens up. Suddenly, that's the Aleph Beis, having that care for others. When I feel that I'm taken care of. When you finish the first two brothers I'm taken care of, go for it. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, this is what life is. To build up our deeper emunah in Hashem through a drisha, through trying to have deeper insights into what's going on in life. Okay, if you plan to say Birchas Hamazon this week, one time, we'll think a little bit more about it. I'll make our day. Ma'atav Dov Yeshua, grandson, shall have risen against Hashem soon. It may be on Monday, by the way. I have new information. I have to tell you something.